You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Braley, and today is January 4th, 2021. Happy New Year, Wet Shavers, and I hope that you had a great holiday season. I know it just started to finish up here. Holiday season is done, finished, in the books, and 2020 is behind us now. So hoping you all have a great new year and wishing you the best for 2021. I cannot believe we're already in 2021. Even though 2020 felt like such a long year, I guess every year I say the same thing. It just seems like it goes by so fast, especially towards the end. So hopefully you had a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all of the above, and a great holiday season. So we can really focus on just rebuilding and really looking at the new year in general. So first off on the podcast, we're going to discuss some predictions for this year, 2021 predictions, what I feel the wet shaving market will do. And is 2021 the year of sabbatical? I'll tell you my thoughts on that. I've heard a lot of guys online talking about this and taking some breaks on certain aspects of wet shaving. Maybe not be complete sabbatical, but I'll tell you what that is, and we'll see what we can do with that, and maybe it will be the year. I'll tell you also my thoughts on it as well. Wet shaving resolutions. So every year I like to come up with some wet shaving resolutions, and if you have some of your own, please feel free to contact me and send them to me. Love to share them on the show. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So 2021 is a year of rebuild for a lot of people. 2020 was a very rough year. For all of you listening, we were all affected by it. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening to this podcast, something happened to where your life was affected in 2020 due to the pandemic. So 2021 is a new year for all of us, and let's see what's going to happen in this market, in the wet shaving world, right? So I'll admit, when I did my 2020 predictions last year, I couldn't be more wrong. I mean, honestly, the year changed up a lot. I think a couple of things I talked about was, certain items getting more interest and all that. But with the pandemic, it really, really just slowed down everything for a while there, right? From about March till about June, really nothing was going on. So yeah, nobody could have predicted what happened last year. But there was in 2020 a ton of new releases from artisans and vendors alike, and it still was a lot of new products, and I think a lot of them did very well too. So what are my predictions for 2021? All right, if you have some predictions as well, guys, please feel free to send them to me, email, and I will definitely share them on the next show. So I think that the 2021 year will be a different year for all of us. I think it's going to be a year of rebuilding, and I think it's going to be a year of getting back, kind of back to a new normal, or possibly, you know, of that. I think with wet shaving in general, I think you're going to see, 2020 showed a massive increase in vintage products. I mean, if you look at some of the actual auctions that happened with Gillette products, vintage Gillettes, especially the last few weeks of the year, I saw record numbers coming out. I mean, we saw a bottom dial go for $3,000. We saw a serial toggle go for $4,000. I saw a red dot, cased red dot, go for over $1,000. You know, all those items are records that I've seen. You don't see that pop up as often. Prior to this, to 2020, the years, they were starting to decline a lot. So seeing the vintage stuff go up shows that people are getting back into the collecting aspect. And what I think with that is people are just looking really into getting the products that they want, because the year has been so rough and everything like that, and just saying, hey, look, I want it. I'm going to get it. I've been always talking about it. I'm going to get that. I, for one, am one of those people. I got some things that I usually probably wouldn't look at, but I was like, you know what? I got to do it. If I'm going to do it, I better do it now. With the world going on the way it is, you know, maybe it was an impulse buy, but yeah, a lot of collectors have purchased and have gone after some big items this year. So I would say that the vintage market's going to probably stabilize and slow down a little bit. I don't think it's going to get much higher. I don't see too many collectors letting go of their big items. So I don't know if we're going to see much more movement on that. Now, a couple things also with those big vintage Gillettes and stuff. I do talk to a lot of people that are in the collecting world, right? I do have a lot of friends. I PM them on Facebook, email, text message, all that good stuff. And I think a lot of them are holding on to their stuff. A lot of some of them are planning to sell some of the things because they think it's at the peak. And from the last few years, such as 2017 to 2019, the market was kind of crashing down on vintage stuff where they were selling at a record low for some of the items. So if you have a bottom dial, if you have a serial toggle, if you have a red dot or double ring Gillette, now would probably be the time. This is probably the peak I think it's going to be with value. I just recently forgot to mention a double ring went for, I think it was like $400 or $500 with not even cased. So I mean that's around the that's pretty high for those items. I've never seen them go that high before. At least in the 10 years that I've been collecting and doing this. So that's my first prediction. I think where vintage stuff is going to stabilize. I think the brush world is going to drop a little bit. I think the vintage brushes. I think there's just shave brush in general. I think those collectible custom shave brushes, they've been on the decline for probably about 3 years now. I know they're peaking in 2015, 2016, big time peak. And with prices going 3-4 times what they were worth. And now I've just seen them drop down to, really retail or less. Even the hand-tied custom brushes. To be honest, guys, there's just a lot of them out there. There really are a lot of them out there. And they are very expensive coming out in the new. Like if you get a Declaration brush, you're looking at, for a smaller one, you're looking for at least $300. And for some of those Black Eagles and stuff, you're looking at, $300 and waiting on a waiting list for a year or, waiting to get one sporadically when they're posted on the site. So a lot of those brushes are going down in value, the specialty brushes, and they're going to be about retail, I think, this year. And I said this last year, too, and the year before that. I've seen the decline in those brushes and those custom brushes as well. I thought the hand-tied brushes were going to hold a little bit higher, but I don't see them going much higher now. I haven't seen anything really selling for anything crazy. As for custom razors, they're going to stay the same, I think, guys. I mean, I think they've all peaked out. With the exception of like a BBS-1 from we've talked about the BBS-1 a million times, that, and something rare like a Tradare original, you're not going to see anything that's being produced now going too high. I don't think a Wolfman razor is going to go for $700-$800 anymore. I've seen them on eBay for retail or less, and that's just because everybody who wanted one has one or two or three, and there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of these razors out there. There's no real reason to go crazy if you want to buy one. And now, honestly, with Wolfman's new waiting list, you're guaranteed to get it. It might take 6 months, but you're guaranteed to get one. So that's what's slowing down the custom razor business and the custom razor market, I think, in my opinion. So with custom razors, I wouldn't see them going up too much higher. If you're gonna, unless it's a collectible, very hard to find item, it's going to go for retail or less. And really, with now, next would be my prediction for the soap and artisan and all that. I think that's going to be the market that goes up and up, but the value will stay retail or less. But I think you're going to see more of a selection. Last year, I saw the vendors. We added a lot of vendors. I mean, there was, I think, 20 vendors added in 2020 from 2019. And I think that now people are doing more purchasing of those items just because they're, home and not being able to do anything. I, for one, bought a lot of soap last year that I really, most of it I didn't need. So I think that you're going to see more releases, more special releases. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has been on top of their game. The Holy Black took a little bit of a break, but they came back strong, coming out with a few releases for the holidays and a Creeper at the end. I mean, they came out, and also the Vampire set, they came out with a lot of stuff. Barrister and Man still pumping out new items and a lot of special edition stuff. You have stuff like the Grooming Department. You have all those items from them. They've been pumping out some good, some new products as well. I mean, they've been doing a lot of new releases from some of these big vendors, and I think you're going to continue to see that. And it just makes it more fun because you'll see more releases, more new stuff, and possibly new ideas as well. So just keep looking at that. So out of all this, I think the artisans are going to do the best this year, mainly because we're still all locked up at home and have nothing to do. And what better way to do it than just to buy a new soap and just have some fun shaving, really. I mean, just really enjoying the shave that you do every day. So, guys, those are my predictions for 2021, briefly and vaguely. I'm going to write an article or do a little written piece on this in the next couple of days. So I will have something a little bit different than what I've said, a couple, you know, break it down a little bit more with the statistics and stuff. But that's what I think is going to happen, really, in a nutshell for 2021. Do you agree with me? Do you have any other ideas? Do you disagree? Send me an email at joe.wetchevynews@gmail.com. And I'll feature it on the show, regardless of what you say. Even if you say, oh, Joe, I think you're dead off or wrong, I think it's going to be like this, I'd love to have a conversation, you know, via email to do that as well. And just have it right. And I'll share it on the show. And I think everybody will really enjoy it. Year of sabbatical. What does that mean? Okay, so the sabbatical means basically taking a vacation or a break. Does that mean that I plan on taking a break from wet shaving in general? Or do I plan on taking a break from purchasing? Well, that can really break it down by actually section, right? By type of wet shaving. So for you guys out there that do all forms of wet shaving, say you shave with a straight razor, you shave with double-edge razors, single-edge razors, and then modern shaving such as cartridge razors, this is something that I was thinking about, and I talked to a friend of mine that actually did this before and it worked out. So this is, I'm going to try something. I'm going to do a sabbatical for all of the above at one point of the year, meaning I'm going to, for example, stop using a double-edge razor for 2 or 3 weeks and just use a single-edge razor, right? And use my single-edge razors that I have. And then I'll stop doing that, take a sabbatical from those forms of shaving, and I'm going to take a break from that and then basically go to a straight razor and try that out. And really why I'm doing this is to add some more fun to the wet shaving world. So I tend to just grab the same 4 or 5 razors and use them constantly. Right. And lately I've been using a lot of double edge. And prior to that, for years, for about 5 or 6 years of wet shaving, I used primarily straight razors and single edge razors. And then I went to the double edge razors, met some friends, and they were really into it. And I got into the collecting aspect of that because it's a little bit more popular. So I started using double edge razors a lot. And I realized the other day when I bought 100 blades last year. I'm sorry, the year before that now, 2019, I realized I had no blades left and I had to buy blades. I realized, hey, I've been using a double edge a lot and maybe I should start switching it off. And for me, it's just roundness. It's just to get it, just to keep fresh and keep fun. Keep it fun because, you know, shaving can be repetition, right? It is repetition. And just to keep it spiced up a little bit and just have some fun with it. That's kind of my mentality on it. Also, sabbaticals can be, a lot of guys take, well, actually the wet shaving sabbatical is actually stop from buying products and take a break on buying products and enjoy the stuff you have. And I think that's a great idea too. So I'll be doing a little bit of that too, guys. I'm going to hold off on buying any more soap or aftershave for a while. I bought a lot of soap last year. I got a lot of soap now. I'm going to probably end up starting to trade some of it away or sell some of it out or just basically give it away just because I have so much and I just can't, for me to go through all of it, it's just impossible. And I know a lot of you guys listening to this podcast really understand that, hey, guys, I use a lot of soap. You know, I have a lot of soap too, and some of it I don't even get a chance to touch, and you go through your rotation, it's nuts, right? So, yeah, maybe I'll take a sabbatical from that too. And, I mean, that's really all it is in a nutshell. In taking a sabbatical means just taking a break from some form of something, usually taking a vacation, which I'll be doing that from work too. I'll definitely be taking some vacations as well. So what are you going to take a sabbatical? Are you going on sabbatical for anything for wet shaving? Whatever you're going to do, let me know via email and I'll share it on the show as well. I want to hear your thoughts as well because I've been hearing a little bit on Facebook and a little bit on in the forums that some people are like, hey, I'm done for the year. I'm not going to buy anything this year. I went crazy last year. We all say that, but I've never really gone through with it. But I think just taking a sabbatical from certain portions of wet shaving and going and taking a vacation from one area and then going to another area will really, really spice it up a little bit and get some more interest going. All right. And wet shaving resolutions. Do you have any wet shaving resolutions? Please feel free to share them with me via email. I'll definitely feature it on the show. A lot of stuff. I'm reaching out for a lot of information, guys, because I want to hear what the listeners are thinking this in this new year. Wet shaving resolutions, I think the sabbatical aspect kind of showed some of my wet shaving resolutions. But really, Now, wet shaving I know a lot of people do New Year's resolutions right off the bat, but there's nothing stopping you from adding a little wet shaving in there. So it could be like, oh, I want to learn how to use a straight razor, or I want to learn how to bloom my soap or the proper way, or I want to make 5 videos or something like that. I think it's a great idea just to get it down on paper. I'll tell you a couple of my wet shaving resolutions is I plan on using a straight razor more this year and featuring more content on straight razors and talking more about them. I also, another resolution is I want to use more single edges, not just like a one blade or anything like that. I'm talking about gems and stuff. I have several of them, and I really used to enjoy using them about 5 or 6 years ago, and I just haven't touched them in so long. So my resolution is to use that more often. Another resolution is to make an impact on another wet shaver's life, whether it not be via words or actions, just help out new wet shavers really learn and enjoy really what I call the sport of wet shaving, even though it really is just a task. It is a sport to me because it's a lot of fun and we have so much going on. So I'm going to do more like how-to tutorials possibly on this podcast. And I know a lot of the listeners, most of the listeners are seasoned wet shavers, but a lot of them are new. So I want to do something like that and see if I can help somebody in their wet shaving endeavors and their journey. So that's just a few of mine. I keep my New Year's resolutions really brief and easy to understand, easy to do, just because it's achievable, right? It's achievable. It's easy to get it. So if you have any of them, just feel free to share them with me. Really looking forward to hearing some of the results and all that good stuff too. And really, 2021 looks like a promising year and looks like it's going to be a lot of fun for wet shaving. So I'm looking forward to seeing the releases. I'm looking forward to seeing some new products come out. Again, last year was great when it came to that kind of aspect with new items coming out, new razors, everything. We'll see some new stuff. All right, guys, that concludes the podcast for this week. It's a little bit of a shorter show, but looking forward to a great new year with you and just continuing the podcast for 2021 and really just having a good time wet shaving in general and watching everybody else have a good time too. I think that's really important. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to contact me with anything at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Until the next time, guys, shave straight and shave safe, and Happy New Year.